Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. We're going to focus a bit more on the precious metals and the rebound that we are seeing today as I am chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, first things first, gold up about $35, whether you're looking at the futures or the spot market, sitting about $18.15 right now. A nice rebound from that pretty tough week last week, and I know a lot of the gold bugs are saying, look, the bottom is in, now gold is off to the races. This is all, I think, interestingly timing with some of the technicians that I've talked to that said gold, after its sell-off over the last few months, it is due for a bit of a stabilization. Maybe not a blast-off higher, but at least putting in some sort of a bottom here, and it looks like, at least for now, gold has put in a pretty nice bottom right around that, let's say, 1760 and change level. What do you think, Dave? How important is the move today? But more importantly, do you think we are putting in a bottom here?
Yeah, Corey. I mean, we've been talking about this for months, you know, this 1750 to 1800 level being strong support and most likely being tested before we go higher. And that's exactly what's happened, you know. And we came into the week last week. It was a thin trading week due to the U.S. holiday. You know, that 1850 area was a lot of stops there. They pretty much ran the stops below 1850, and then on Friday, Black Friday came along. You know, where the sales all started, in the commercial sector, and then we also got another sale in gold where they ran the stops below 1800. So, we had $100 stop run in the gold price, yet the shares were basically, starting to show relative strength during that, as they showed relative weakness going into it. So the shares always tell us what's going to happen. The shares told us that 1750 to 1800 level was going to get tested. And then the shares the last few days have been telling us that we're going to see a bounce. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. Gold came right down to test its 50-week moving average, just like it did during the panic in mid-March. And once that 50-week moving average was tested, gold started to go right back up again. So, we might see some more backing and filling here, but I think there's a good chance we've seen a bottom here. And that's, like I said, the shares have been telling us that for the past few days. And also it's interesting. Silver looks like it's made a double bottom at 22, just like gold made a double bottom at 1850. But the gold double bottom was not to be. So it's going to be interesting to see if silver's done here or not. I think that's more tied with the stock market and its industrial component.
Well, and that is the argument of what has held silver in there better than gold, is the industrial component of silver. But you look at other industrial metals, and those are continuing to scream higher. But Dave, when it comes to the bounce in gold and in GDX, we do need to preface, at least right now, that this is just a bounce, right? We haven't broken the downtrend lines or the general downtrend in either GDX or gold that we've been in ever since the peak in August. So what are some of the levels that you would like to see, whether it's in gold or GDX, to really solidify the fact that this bottom is in?
Yeah, exactly. This is a short covering bounce here. And, you know, you're also seeing some buying coming in, you know, from people that were sitting on the sidelines waiting for this. So if we take a look at the 42 level in the GDX, I think once we get a close above 42, I think then we've definitely seen the bottom here, and that could happen pretty quickly. But I don't expect it to. You know, this is December. And when we take a look, a good historical comparison was the move up in 2016, when we had a comparable move in the GDXJ that went up about 180% in 6 months. We had a move here in the GDXJ go up 180% in 4.8 months. And it topped in August of 2016, it had a very sharp correction, and it did not end until tax loss selling season was over at the end of the month. This year, tax loss selling wasn't as prevalent, but it did happen, and it's already happened in a lot of a lot of juniors. I mean, I finished up my tax loss selling a few weeks ago, but there probably will be some more tax loss selling here in the next couple of weeks. But as far as the bottom is concerned, I think we've probably hit the bottom in the both the GDX and the GDXJ. I think the question is will it be retested again? And that's a very real possibility. You know, we had a gap up today, so that gap is sitting there, you know, looking at people in the face as it continues to go higher. If it continues to go higher here, so that gap in June in the GDX and GDXJ were weekly gaps, and they were both filled now on this move down. So it's going to be interesting to see if this bottom is retested. But I really think there's a good chance that we have seen the bottom.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the move today too is that we're continuing to see U.S. equity markets move higher, continuing to see base metals move higher. It's just now it seems like some people are looking at gold and saying, well, maybe this is undervalued, or maybe this whole easy money trade, we've forgotten about gold. Who knows what the markets are actually thinking? But one other aspect that we should touch on today is the U.S. dollar also pulling back quite significantly, down 0.57 right now. So it's in the low 91 region of the dollar index. This is real close to breakdown territory, Dave, but the dollar and gold have been moving hand in hand recently. So again, a bit of a divergence just today so far. What are you watching when it comes to the dollar and how that could carry over to the precious metals trade?
Oh yeah, the dollar looks really precarious here, Corey. You know, we've had a new low, a new 2-year low here, and the dollar was making that low as the gold price stop run was taking place. So the dollar, look, there's not much more support in the dollar until it gets down to about 90, and there's, you know, the low was about 88. So that could very well take place on a move down. How long it will happen, you know, I don't know, but I think it's going to be tied to that stimulus package that everyone's waiting for. You know, we got a few catalysts coming up here in the next few weeks. You know, and the first catalyst this week, you know, well right now is Mnuchin and Powell are being grilled by the Senate, and they'll be grilled by the House tomorrow about the economy and what they're going to do about the stimulus and the Fed's bond buying program. Are they going to be stepping it up? And, you know, we've got the last non-farm payrolls report coming out this Friday of the year. And then we'll have another big catalyst might be the electoral college vote for the presidential election on December 14th. You know, Trump's come out and basically said if he loses that official electoral college vote on December 14th, he will concede. So, and then 2 days later, we have the last FOMC meeting. So I think gold's going to be, you know, pretty volatile around those dates. And, you know, as far as the election is concerned and the stimulus package is concerned, we've got the January 5th Georgia runoff for the Senate. So if the Democrats are able to pull that off, they're going to control everything. And then if the market sees that the Democrats are going to control everything, that stimulus package might be a lot bigger than people expect. So that would help gold. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this wraps up. But as I said, there's going to be some more volatility here coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, a lot on the back of some of the political side of things down in the U.S., but again, it does sound like timing with some of these catalysts that December might be a bit more of a choppy month, but as we move into early 2021, that's when we could get some more significant programs, let's call them, and clarity in terms of what the stimulus trade could be, which does directly impact the precious metals. Dave, let's quickly switch focus and talk about a company right now that is popping today off the back of some positive news. Marathon Gold, traded on the TSX under the symbol MOZ. They released some pretty impressive drill results here. Some of the headline numbers, a little over 4.5 grams per ton gold, over 17 meters. They also had about 8.5 grams per ton gold, over 4 meters. This is all at the Valentine Gold Project. This company has been a standout. It has been performing very well this year. And on the back of these results, the market is also taking notice. Dave, what do you think about Marathon and where it stands on the back of this recent news?
Yeah, Corey, it's been one of my favorite stocks for a while. You know, full disclosure, I've been a shareholder for quite a while, and I cover the stock in my newsletter. It's in my top 10. And also another bullish catalyst for the stock recently was their high-profile shareholder, mining legend Pierre Lassonde, has put another $7.5 million of his own money into a flow-through finance last week. So that's what started to pop the stock, and now it's making all-time highs again this week. So yeah, I mean that's that. But if you take a look at the market cap of the stock, it's still undervalued to its peers. I mean, this they've already proved up over 4 million ounces. It's a very high-grade open pit deposit with satellite pits, and it's in a fantastic jurisdiction. So and their feasibility study is going to be coming out in Q1 of next year. So you know, I mentioned this over the past few weeks, that a lot of these companies that look like they're near-term takeover candidates had started to bifurcate from the sector a few weeks ago, because of the fact that M&A has started to heat up in the sector. So to take a look at projects that, you know, these CEOs of these major miners are going to be kicking the tires on of these projects, that they might be taking them out pretty soon, because each ounce of gold that they take out of the ground here is a reserve they don't have. And if the gold price has indeed bottomed and starts to go up from here, that puts more pressure on them to start replacing those ounces.
So it sounds almost like the perfect storm for Marathon right now, on the back of good drill results and being one of the more advanced projects in this Newfoundland area, which has garnered a lot more attention. We're seeing stocks in Newfoundland run up even on the back of no news. How important would an M&A transaction be in this jurisdiction to potentially draw more money into some of these newer stocks, and also support what some naysayers are saying, that this area is a new area, but some people aren't buying into this general area play?
Yeah, that's a great point, Corey. You know, this Newfoundland has been off the map in Canada for a while now, and the results that Marathon have been coming out with, you know, they just steady incredible results on the Valentine Gold Project, and like you said, these other companies have come in and put Newfoundland back on the mining map, and if a major does come in and take out Marathon Gold, that would be huge for all the other companies in the area, for sure. You know, there's Newfoundland, there's Newfound Gold, and there's Labrador Gold, and I know that there's a few other ones.
Oh, there are a lot of other ones. I've actually had a number of them on the show. I like this general area play, but even on the back of Marathon success, if there is an M&A activity or transaction with an established major, that could really get even more eyeballs on this area. Something to definitely pay attention to. Dave, really appreciate your time today, buddy. Thank you for the general update. And hey, hopefully we do have precious metals off to the races, but there are a lot of catalysts on the near term, and there still might be some choppy trading through the end of the year. Dave, thanks for your time, bud. Chat with you next week.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Looking forward to it.